Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here on Audio Boo. It's Thursday the 20th, approximately 20 past 3. I'm heading back down home. I've taken a walk up round the town just to get out for a wee bit since it's been a gorgeous day, but I've been doing things. I've been keeping myself busy, taking down old fence panels and putting up some new ones. Well, one so far. But I've also been putting new lighting around the outside of our house, LED lighting. So anyway, I thought before the sun sets, which it's doing just now, by the way, although it's still pretty bright. So I thought I'd take a wee walk up the town and grab a bargain, not a bargain, grab a treat for my dear wife, a packet of Starmix Haribos, her favourite. So anyway, while I'm walking along here, down through the park, and talking into this digital device, I'm also listening at the same time to sounds of my garden, because I've currently got a live broadcast stream going using my binaural mics, which are feeding in through my study window and into my iPad Air, and then broadcasting up through Icecast to Tinternet. So, isn't technology wonderful? I'm recording digitally while listening to digital sounds coming from my back garden with birdsong and all kinds of things going on. But anyway, it's great. And I have to thank Andre Louis, who's at Freaky Foof, for helping me set this up and piggybacking onto his Icecast bandwidth. It's very kind of Freaky to take his time out on a FaceTime session. Oh, that was difficult. A wee while ago, to talk me through how to do all this, and so it's great to be able to do that. I've just been walking around. I haven't been listening to Audio Booze for the past hour. I've been listening to my back garden because it's just so damn intriguing. That's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about 3G, 4G. I think I mentioned, I'm pretty sure I mentioned the other day there, yes I did, that I got an upgrade on my Vodafone network account. It's cost me just short of £2 a month for additional data, plus free picture messaging and blah, 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 blah. But what also comes part of the deal was a 4G dongle. And very nice it is too. It's sitting just now in my shirt pocket, my breast pocket, my shirt. And so I thought I would give it a real try the past week, and I've been wandering about all over the place. And I've just come through two areas that I know were bad previously for 3G. And so I thought I'd go there and see what happens. But actually I had to go a wee bit further, because the 3G is definitely improving in this area. Where there were blank spots are now covered, apparently, because I didn't lose the 3G signal. So I had to wander a wee bit further afield into those nooks and crannies that I knew the 3G was a wee bit weak, or pretty weak. And I found them. So what I did was, on each occasion, I transferred my connection to the 4G dongle, which was still showing 4G. And on the 4G subject, I checked the 3G and 4G map on my iMac desktop the other day there to see what the coverage was in our area now. And 3G has definitely improved in its coverage greatly, I'd say. 4G is actually covering, strangely, more areas than the 3G. But no matter. So anyway, I connected my device, my iPhone 4S, which is only 3G capable, by the way. I connected that wirelessly to my dongle, and got immediate connection, and I could go straight onto the internet, and surf no problem. Pages were loading extremely quickly. So I thought that was brilliant. So it's proven its worth. Another one I can mention is that when we were down in Linlithgow yesterday, as we do at least once a week if we're at home, is to go down to Linlithgow. Hi Vicky, you're running the day.
What are you wanting to do?
Can I tell you, it's a secret. See, something like that, aye. See you, Nicky. A friend, yes. So, we're down in the platform 3, which is a wee pub we go to. Strangely enough, adjacent to the railway station. Tiny wee pub, but so cosy. And they provide free Wi-Fi, but their Wi-Fi is pretty weak because I've tried on so many occasions to send tweets from there, especially trying to annoy my friends on audio who like a beer, who like an ale, trying to send him a photograph of the pint I'm currently supping, and it doesn't go, even though it is showing Wi-Fi. So yesterday, when we were down, that should be about 5 p.m, I looked at my phone, it was just the same. So I got the dongle out of my shirt pocket, set it down, still showing 4G, and connected brilliantly. Absolutely super fast. And I tried some two or three pages, doing two or three things, much to my wife's annoyance, of course, across the table. But I did explain to her I was only testing and I wouldn't take up much of her time. She still pulled her face. But anyway, so the 4G dongle is working fantastically. And the bonus for me is that since it's capable of picking up 4G, even when my iPhone 4S isn't picking up 3G, that it's giving me super fast Wi-Fi connectivity. Oh my God, what a word. To the dongle. And that's just damn excellent as far as I'm concerned. Brilliant. The dongle come free postage, and super duper stuff. So from now on, no matter where I go, the dongle will be with me somehow. It's just brilliant. And 4G, I can only go by my Wi-Fi connection to the 4G dongle, so I'm not using 4G directly, if you like. But I have to say that using it that way, the speed was excellent. So I'm just wondering how fast it is live, as it were. Maybe someone out there will tell me how fast it is compared to 3G. I have no idea the facts and figures. But it's great. It's just I'm just making me wonder now whether I bother to get a 4G phone in the new year or in the spring, as I had planned to do, because I'm quite happy with my iPhone 4S, or to just stick with the dongle and do it that way. What's your ideas? What's your opinion on that? Save myself a lot of money, for sure. But then again, knowing me, temptation will be just too damn hard for me to not upgrade again. So there you go. I'm really pleased with that. Vodafone, as I said, I've said this so many times, Vodafone has given me excellent service over the years. Their backup, their tech help, support, etc., has never been anything short of being brilliant. I really like dealing with this company, and they've given me so many great deals over the years. And here's another one I've got. There's another brilliant I was going to say another brilliant dongle, another brilliant deal. So there you go. Hi, Danny. So there you go. Another bit of technology for me, guy, about. Oh my God, iPad Air, iPhone 4S. I task on my HDI2, Zoom H2N, lightning connectors. Wi-Fi, MiFi dongle, binaural earphones. You know, when I think about that, when I say it, you know, outwardly, when I actually speak the words, it does say to me, I'm a bit of a tech geek that way. And no wonder it's to my wife's annoyance, because I can't seem to go anywhere, but I'm grabbing the technology to drag along with me. Oh my God. Yeah, anyway, I suppose she's being considerate, not moaning too much. Okay, thanks for listening. Dongling away. Cheer bye now.